Amp Center in Banff, Alberta. It's the Vinyl Cafe with Stuart McLean.
Thank you very much. We were waiting for our flight to be called yesterday morning. Actually, we were waiting for the final boarding call when we noticed a young man across the waiting room hanging back like we were. He had short bleached hair with red highlights, and he was wearing a bright red T-shirt with a flash of yellow lightning across the front. We liked the T-shirt, but the young man caught our full attention when he reached into his backpack, and, well, we thought he was reaching for his cell phone, but what caught our attention was when he came out with a yo-yo. I never understood why people rush to get on planes, he told us, as his yo-yo leapt from hand to hand. It's not like it's general admission or anything. We watched in apprehension as his yo-yo zipped around his head, narrowly missing the pillar behind him. I always try to be the last on the plane, he said, and I always have this with me. It keeps me relaxed. His yo-yo was dancing from one hand to the other and leaping on and off the string in a way that was anything but relaxing. In fact, I had not seen such yo-yo dexterity since the memorable afternoon I spent with Al Gallo some 15 years ago, the widely acclaimed king of Canadian yo-yo. That was split the atom, said the young man in the red T-shirt as our boarding call came. The yo-yo spun, whizzed, and whirled. This is the Singapore sling. As we walked along the tunnel of the plane, I asked him how he managed to keep his yo-yo spinning for so long. It's a turbo bumblebee, he said proudly. It has replaceable cork brakes and a ball bearing. And then he said you can only buy these things in the States. The plane wasn't full, so we sat together while the movie was on. The young man told me his name was Phil LeConte and that he was born in Kitchener, Ontario. Told me he was in the busking business and that he mostly works with balloons, but sometimes he juggles and from time to time he'll even use his turbo bumblebee out on the street. Phil said he first discovered the yo-yo at a convenience store on the corner of King and Weber Street in Kitchener. That was the year he was in grade 7. Every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock that year, a yo-yo instructor from the Canada Games Company would show up wearing a Canada Games windbreaker and a Canada Games T-shirt. Thought he was the greatest guy in the world, said Phil. In those days, there were 15 tricks in the Canada Games yo-yo instruction book. The first five were the sleeper, spank the baby, rock the baby in the cradle, walk the dog, and around the world. Every time you mastered five tricks, you'd get a button, said Phil, and if you learned all 15, you were given a white Canada Games yo-yo. You could buy the red one and the yellow one and the black one and the light blue one right in the stores, but you had to earn the white yo-yos. Phil told me there was a huge yo-yo contest at the Fairview Park Mall the spring he began to play with his yo-yo. There must have been 300 entries, he said. They lined all the kids up in front of the Woolco, and we had to do the 15 tricks from the instruction book in order. And you got 3 attempts for each trick, and if you missed a trick, you were eliminated. By the time they got to the 10th trick, there were only 15 kids left, and Phil was one of them. It was pretty tense, he said, because there was a mountain bike at stake. Now, the 10th trick, which was called the creeper, happened to be the one that gave Phil a hard time. The creeper was a little like walk the dog, except you had to lay your palm on the floor and have the yo-yo creep back along the string into your hand. An old wooden yo-yo wouldn't spin as long as the turbo bumblebee, so you had to be super accurate with the throw-out, because if the yo-yo hit an uneven patch on the ground, it would zip right back to you and you wouldn't have enough time to get your hand down onto the ground to catch it. Now, Phil knew if he could get the creeper right, he'd have a good shot at the bike, because he knew that once he did trick number 10, he'd have no trouble with the last 5. And as we sat there in the plane, he shook his head sadly. I missed it, of course, he said. And I was eliminated, and I've never entered another contest in my life. Phil was coming to Calgary for a wedding this weekend, but when I asked him what he was doing until the wedding, he said he didn't know. So I said, why don't you come to Banff and you can have another shot at the creeper? And if you do, in 3 tries, we'll give you a mountain bike. And he said, sure, I'll do that. Ladies and gentlemen, from Kitchener, Ontario, please welcome Phil LeConte and his turbo bumblebee yo-yo.
Hello.
Do you want to warm up first?
Yeah, I should warm up probably.
Do the first. Why don't you do the
first five?
Okay. Okay. You go.
Trick number one. It's called the sleeper. Basically, the yo-yo just sleeps at the end of the string, like so. Trick number two, spank the baby, probably not politically correct today, is like this. You slap your hand, the yo-yo comes up. Really hard, I know. Trick number three is rock the baby in the cradle. You make a triangle pattern with the yo-yo and swing the baby back and forth. And then you throw it out the window. Trick number four is walk the dog. This is where you throw a fast sleeper and have the yo-yo roll across the ground, like so. Trick number five. Around the world. And around the world works like this. Your yo-yo does a 360-degree circle around the world and comes back to your hand like so.
Okay, you warmed up?
I'm warm now.
Ready for the mountain bike?
I'm ready.
Drum roll, please.
Here we go.
Phil Lacott, you have three tries to do the creeper.
And you explain to them what it was? The rules? Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Okay,
you tell us the real rules.
Okay. You got to throw a hard sleeper, and it's like walk the dog, but you have to put your palm flat on the ground while the yo-yo spins in front of you, and hopefully it comes straight back and doesn't jump up and hit you in the face. Here we go.
Number one.
Shoot.
Number two.
I almost had that one. Almost. Here we go. What kind of mountain bike is it? What kind of mountain bike?
It's a CBC mountain bike.
CBC mountain bike. Here we go. Number three, the creeper.
Phil Lacott, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
This summer, Phil Lacott and his partner, Colin Franks, a.k.a. the Silly People, will be performing at busking festivals across Canada. They'll be in Charlottetown, St. John, New Brunswick, Sydney, Nova Scotia, Halifax, which incidentally is home to the largest busking festival in the world. He'll also be in Waterloo, Edmonton, and Nelson, B.C. Phil and Colin do a comedy balloon art routine they call the Lords of Latex. And if you run into them and introduce yourself and say, are you the guy we heard on the radio? He's going to give you a Vinyl Cafe card. And if you mail that card to us, we'll send you a mountain bike. No, yo-yo. We'll send you a yo-yo. Let's hear some more music from Michael Kayshammer.